Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing the 16th parak of Maseches Kehillim. We are up to parak Tezayin Mishnah Ches. Tik ha-saif ha-sakim ha-pigyon, the casing, the container that would hold a sword or a knife, or a double-edged knife. Tik misporis misprayim v'atar, the casing that holds scissors and shears, and a razor, like that I guess a barber would use. Tik mikchol, the casing that would hold a mikchol, which is how they would put on eyeliner, or not eyeliner, but a mascara type of thing. And the casing that they would keep the makeup that they would put on, like the blush kind of makeup they put on the face. Tik machtev, the casing that would hold a stylus that they would write with a pen. Vitruntak, a case made of many compartments. Tik tavlus karatia, a leather case that's made of for a tablet or a board. Besachitum besapkushos, a case that would hold arrows for shooting. All of those cases are tame, they're all a real kli, and they're therefore able to be makabel tuma. Tik sampunya, a case that's used for a sampunya, so bismancha, who knows him in the mile of tame, if you put the sampunya in from the top, then it becomes tame, because then it's considered a base kibul, mitzido tahar, but if you put the sampunya in from the side, then it's going to be tahar, because then it's not considered a container, it's just a cover for the sampunya. What exactly is a sampunya? It's some type of a thing that they would use for spinning, where they would take a raw material and turn it into a thread. So it's some type of utensil of that nature. So I'm picturing, and I could be wrong about this, like a lulav holder, that like if you put it in on the top, so then it's like a regular base kibul. If you put it in on the side, from the side or along the length, then it's going to be tahar. Tik chalilin, a case that they used to keep flutes, Rabbi Yehuda Metaher, Meshun Nosam Tzido, because you put the flute in from an opening on the side of the case, so it's not considered to be a container that has a base kibul. It's more like just something you cover the kli with. Chipoy ha'ela, the leather cover of a certain type of a spiky ball that's used as a weapon. Hakeshes, or the leather cover of a bow. Haromach, or the leather cover of a spear. Harei elu tahorin, those are tahor. Zaklal ha'asu l'tik tamik l'chipoy tahor. The rule is fairly straightforward. Anything that's made as a case, as a container, is going to be tame. That's considered something that has a base kibul. Anything that's made as just a covering is going to be tahor. Now we move on to the 17th parak of Maseches Kehillim. Kol klei bali batim, all containers of balabatim, shi'uran brimonim, the size of the hole that will make them tahar is a hole that's the size of a pomegranate. If the hole is that big that a pomegranate would fall through, then it's tahar. Reb Lezer Omer b'meshehein, that whatever they're used for, so if it's meant to hold olives, then if the hole is the size of an olive, it would be tahar. If it's meant to hold watermelons, then the hole the size of a watermelon would mean that it's tahar. Kapos ha'gekanim shi'uran ba'agudo shel yerek, the hole of gardener's baskets that they use for vegetables, Haganonim, gardeners, that they use for bundling vegetables. So it's the size of the hole that would make it tahar is if a bundle of vegetables would fall through. Shel balebatim b'teven, and regular balebatim's baskets that they would hold straw with, if straw would fall through the hole, then it's tahar. Shel balonin b'gavava, and if it's the people who run the bathhouses, then it's the amount of the hole would have to be big enough for stubble to fall through, because that's what they normally hold in there. Rabbi Yeshua Omer kulan barimonim, and Rabbi Yeshua says no, the hole of any kli that would be a large enough hole to make it no longer a kli is if it's the size of a pomegranate. So we learned two things today. In the last Mishnah of the 16th parak, we said that when you have leather casings, it depends whether it's a casing or a cover. If it's a casing, it's makabel tuma. If it's a cover, it's not makabel tuma. And then the first Mishnah, in the 17th parak, we said that we went through different sizes of holes that would make different kelim tahar because they're no longer functional. But Rabbi Yehuda said there's no different sizes. All the different kelim, if the hole is the size of a rimon, then it's going to make it tahar. But next time we'll pick up with Parak Yud Zayin, Mishnah Beis.